In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I speak. Last night we started a book of Philemon. When I look at the assignment for 3 hours of Philemon, I was really struggling. And how can I help this class? But when I was assigned the character Jacob, I was excited. I can make many hours. But at the same time, the Philemon is really it's a book that is just short, yet we can find out precious essence of true love. We find out Apostle Paul's his heart. At the same time, I really think about our life. Why so blessed nowadays? Because we do not have this kind of, slavery, system in our society. I thought about, this time, 2,000 years ago, if I was a slave, and what kind of life at that time? So there's no hope, and there's nothing. But Paul, when he sending the message to the Ephesus, at that time, so Paul, he accepted as this kind of system at that time. So when you look at the book of Ephesians, Ephesians chapter 6, verse 5, Ephesians chapter 6 from verse 5. Slaves, be obedient to those who are your masters according to the flesh, with a fear and trembling, in the sincerity of your heart as to Christ, not by way of eye service, as a man pleasers, but as a slave of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart. So here the book of Ephesians 6, this passage on, he's talking about the relationship between the slave and master. So it is obvious at that time, these systems, no one can change it. So this is like a fixed system in the society. During the time of Rome, so there's a free man and then there's a slavery. Book of Philemon is when Paul was in the prison, and when Onesimus brought it into the prison, so I'm sure because Paul he preached the gospel to him, and then end up he find out he is the slave of Philemon, so Paul knows who is Philemon. So, and at the same time, he find out Onesimus' character. Even though he run away from his masters, but after he convert, his life is different. He can tell he truly become a new person. That's why the chapter 1, only one chapter, Philemon here, verse 11, this is a key verse. We can choose the one as, I appeal to you for my child, whom I have, verse 11, sorry, whom formerly was useless to you, but now is useful both to you and to me. So this word is Philemon's. 1:11, the verse 11, and this verse is considered as a precious verse we can choose. Well, you can choose any different verses, but we can choose this verse. But when you think about our life, because you and I was a slavery also, spiritual sense. What do you think? Are you the slavery of, or you are free man? Of course, in the 21st century, you are not belong to somebody. You have to serve them without your identity. Because 2,000 years ago, slavery, they don't have their own identity. They are possession of the master at that time. Yeah. But now we think about our life. We have to ask ourselves, is that now, before was useless, but now is it really useful? What kind of life you have now? So based upon your answer, you can define that you are the slavery or you are the free man. Remember the Israelites, when they're under the Pharaoh, they're all the slavery of the Egyptians. But they never there was a comfortable with the slavery life at that time. Because they're feeding them and then provide them the things, the shelters. And so what happened is their life Egypt, in this way they can fix their life for how many years, do you know? For in Egypt, these people, you know, the Israel, they moved down to Egypt. How many years? Considered a slavery life. Anybody know? How many years the Israelites being stay in Egypt? When God Moses brought these people to out of Egypt, how many years they have lived in Egypt? My Congress doesn't convey to you to decode then. How many years they lived, Israelites, in Egypt? It doesn't make sense. I struggle with the English.
430.
Yes. So 430 years they being slavery, but not actually 430 years, because when Joseph was prime minister, these people wasn't slavery. You know that, right? So when from the 39 years, well, we can say 39 years, when Joseph was 39 years. These people moved down, so lived there for 430 years. So Joseph died 110 years old. So during this time, actually their life was very comfortably lived in the land of Goshen, in the Nile River, you know, the water cover, the triangle area. So fertile, yeah.
The delta.
Delta, that's right. It's the most of actually fertile land. So, just to say, about 70-some years, actually they enjoyed their life. But after that, another king came who do not know the Joseph, now oppressed them. So their slavery started from then on. So it's about roughly 200-some. I like that. stand by there. So 200-some years of slavery their life. So they're comfortable with their slavery life. Have you noticed that when there was slavery, their life was useless? Their life was useful or their life was useless? There was no hope for themselves. That was useless, their life. Until they move out of Egypt, their life has changed. It doesn't mean that their life is considered is their comfortable life. No. Actually, their life, because since they get out of Egypt, the life is actually more challenged, actually. They never have the same day, because after, you know, overnight, it's a different life waiting for them. They have to make journeys. Before, they always... something there? Okay. So slavery, life of slavery... Life of slavery is painful. It's called, so Christians sometimes turn to be a useless life too. Or before we believe in God, we were useless life too. When our faith is getting weaker, then we turn out to be useless life too. How we can define defining of the useless and or useful? It's a matter of our love. Matter of our love. If you love God, your life turned to be very useful from then on. But if you love the Word, from then on, your life to be useful. Because you cannot aim for your life a right purpose for your life. Then you have to be controlled by something. Yeah. Now let's look at the 1 John. First John chapter 2 verse 15 to 17. Ephraim, Leo, can you read this? Thank you. This verse is do not love the world. Thank you. I like your name. It's very unique, but it's in a biblical name. So. Do not love the world, nor the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. If the love of Father is not in you, then your life is being controlled by something else. Do you think so? Later when you grow up, you know that when you love someone, always think about that person in your mind. Your mind is being controlled by that person. You always find out word for how make yourself to you can, you know, to say something, make the person to touch the person's heart, you know. Always think about that, being controlled. You know, human minds are being controlled by the something you love. And naturally, you want to be subject to what you love, whom you love. That's how our heart is designed. So let's say that God is not in your heart, then somebody else should be in your heart then. Yeah. So you have to define yourself. Am I in a slavery or not? Then you can tell. That which one that you're willing to be slavery to God. So remember the Philemon chapter 1 verse 1 say, the Paul says, prisoners of Christ. And also, who mentioned it, which the chapter 1 verse 1 says, the bond servant of Christ? Which book says that? I know one of your brothers says, yeah.
Titus.
Yes. So bound servant of Christ. Why Paul used the bound servant of Christ? Because his life was being controlled by the love of Christ. It makes sense. So later on, you know, when you get married, when the time, don't try early, okay? When you get married, and you become a bound servant of your wife, bound servant of your husband, that is beautiful. So which is how can I help you? You know. And you never yourself to be sit down to exercise your authority. You know, Bible says husband is in the head. And also wife be made by the helper. So you have to help me. You sit down there, you know, you can turn on the remote control of the TV and then ask your wife, ask her, bring something, things. That's not the right idea. You have to serve your wife. You have to help your wife. And wife also same things. And also because serving means Don't misunderstand the serving means I'm lower than that person. No. Serving means the ultimate love, actually. You know, Jesus came to this world not to be served, but to serve others. give him his life to ransom for many's. That's what his idea was. So don't misunderstand. Serving, bound servant is considered as a slavery. So, you know, the from the Christianity, you know, the standard, bound servant is beautiful, actually, because you are being controlled by the love of Christ. Just like Apostle Paul, his life being controlled by the love of Christ. When he being controlled by the love of Christ, his life at that time, his status was very honorable status. He was apostle himself. He is actually free out of the sin at that time. That's why his life itself is very useful life turned to be. So you can hear the do not love the world. Now because you're growing up, you are now whole world is showing to the other worldly glory now. Nowadays there's a lot of mass media, you know, showing all the glory of the world. How you can defend yourself? Then you have to look at your heart. Which one control your life? When you study later, and when you go to college, and when after you finish college, and when you're looking for job, when you're looking for spouse, all related. It depends on your heart. Don't be slavery of the mind that which come from your flesh. That is the how your life to be reached to the destructions. But Satan doesn't always give you like a scary your life. Do you know that? Satan is very tempted you very sweetly. Never tempted you very scary way. So do not be slavery. During the time of Noah's, you find out that why the judgment upon to them, because they were slavery of their evil-minded. Yeah. When you look at the, let's turn to Genesis. Genesis chapter 6. Genesis chapter 6, verse 5. Matthias. Chai. Thank you. Yes. And here, God saw the people's heart. Their wickedness of man was great on the earth, and that every intent of the thought of his heart. So every intent of his heart means that what their heart was being controlled by evil thought. So there was slavery, actually. So what they're doing is not they're doing for the way for the God's glory in their life. That's why verse 6, God, the Lord, was sorry that he had made a man. Because they didn't follow the purpose of God. That's why God end up to face the judgment upon to them. So remember, slavery. It's not a. It's we are somebody's subject. We are under. Yeah, that is the slavery too. But spiritual sense, you have to. You and I, we understand what is the control your life, your mind, that you have to figure out. So 1 John chapter 2, verse 15 to 17 here, do not love the world. This is important passages. Remember, Jesus was cast into the wilderness. Satan shows him. So ask him to, to bow down to me. The rest of them is, there's a stone, so you can change. If you're the Son of God, you can change this stone to the bread, you can eat it. Another one is you can be showing the, bring up to the high, to the top of the temple, you can jump down. Then if you're the Son of God, an angel to save you. But the other one is, he showed the glory of the world. He bring up to the mountain, show the glory of the word. If you bow down once, I will give it to you everything. This is actually great temptation. Once he bowed down means what? Bowing down is what? I'm willing to slavery for you. Bowing down. That motion, I mean, the picture is images. So if Christians, if we bow down to the word, then that moment we become a slaver of the word, then your Christian life is struggle from then on. From then on, you cannot seek his kingdom and his righteousness first. You cannot. You know, world forces is very strong. So that's your decision at the moment. Just like Daniel's three friends, king made a big statues. King asked all the high rank officers bow down to the golden statues. But at that time, Daniel's three friends, they never bow down to the golden statues. We needed this kind of faith. We need this kind of heart. Even though we live in this world, just like the three friends of Daniel, they live in Babylon, the Gentile land, but they never give up their faith. They want to stand up. That's the spirit of righteous man. That's the spirit of the free man's of spirit. Yeah. We need to have that. Then we can say this is a useful man. Useful man. If at that time Daniel's three friends, they bow down to the golden statues, these three friends turn out to be useless ones. Same like a junk, all the rest of them. Then, so you have to think about your life, Christian life. You want to be like a junk, so to become a useless, or slaver of this world, or you want to be a royal man, or you want to keep your life to be free yourself. Stand up in front of God, in front of the people. Yes, the Christian life is lonelier. Don't think the Christian life is, we just like everybody like the same. No, Christian life is lonely. You have to learn how to enjoy your Christian life, loneliness, because you're a free man. World belongs to what? Belongs to where? Belongs to the Satan. Don't engage here. It doesn't mean that you don't go to college or you don't get a job. And no, don't misunderstand, okay? That's a big, big trouble. Then TJ misled you to later all you to be a hunger man that comes to me. I follow you, end up to be, beggar, so you have to give me some food. I cannot give you. I'm also not that much money, It's not the message like this. You can be like Daniel, high rank officer, no problems. But in your heart, seek your life to be free man. Be a different life. So that's what we're seeking for. Especially you are now getting into the high school, then you expose yourself, to all different things. Before you are very naive, maybe very innocent. Your eyes when you look at, your eyes are so bright. But now sometimes you are different now. From now on different, Your body is changed. And your interest is now different now. Not like before. This time is very important for you. Because this is, we can say, turning point of your life. And when we get in your the purity, we can say you've grown up now, about sixth grade, seven, and then eight. Now turn to be high school. It's different now. It's very different. Your eyes not always stay alone now. Looking for something. You want to be somebody. And at this moment, sin also crouching at the same time. You have to be aware of that. So you have to, your life, to watch over. Every time there's a turning point that you can make a life at that time, make the right decisions, your life is different. Each shifting make your life to be lifted up. Your life, you look and see, Daniel's life, or the Joseph's life. Joseph, we know the 17 years in his age. He was he just sold to the Egypt. His age, one of the most considered is exciting in a sense of a lot of enjoyment is life to be to be exposed himself. But he was sold to the Egypt. His life to be slavery, you know that. We can say his life is useless physically. Is that true? When you are sold to now more than 2,000 years, Joseph is different, ancient time. Sorry. He was sold to Egypt, then he becomes slavery. Physically slavery. But his mind, no one can control his mind. He respect God. So he was a useful man. Even though he was a slavery in this world. Is that true? So the Potiphar's find out, oh, he's different. Whatever he do, he's good. And God is with him. Because, you know, Potiphar find it. God is with him. He's not like, you know, Egyptians, like the slavery. He's different. So he let him to take care of everything. But later on, remember his wife trying to seduce him. At that time, remember how he ran away. He never engaged the moment to be tempted when the Potiphar's wife tempted him. Okay, let's have a good time. That's not that. He wants to run away. Because he's a free man. Why? Because he respects God. Because he's not a slave of this world. He's one a slave of God. I hope all of you to be like, you know, truly to be slave of, you know, we can say slave of righteousness. So you can respect God, your life make a difference. Let's turn to the book of Romans. Romans chapter 6. Yeah. Romans chapter 6 from verse 15. Romans chapter 6 verse 15 to 22 is a whole, it's better. Yeah. I don't want to burden to Matthew to read the whole things maybe. If you're willing to, then are you? Willing to? Yeah. Who is that? Okay, go ahead then. I'll finish at 23. Because Onesimus at the beginning, his life was useless because he made a trouble, I think, to his master in Philemon. So he just ran away from his master. But he even can make a journey to Colossus all the way to Rome. Where this money came from? His master's pocket, you know. So he stole the money too, we can say, you know, simply, we know that. So he actually harmed to his masters, which is a useless man. But now when he heard the gospel of salvation from the Paul in the prison, he changed his life. he willing to go back to his master. So that time, Paul write this letter. Do not let him to be as one of slave from now on. Treat like one of your brother. And more than that, he's the one can work for God. So let him to set the ground for work for God. Paul has a confidence. This man now is useful. Because he knows he is a sinner, now he moved his life to from the sin, the slavery of sin, now to the sin of righteous man. A righteous of, man of, we can say the slave of righteousness. So Christian life, you and I, now we are, we know the two destiny. If we become the slavery of sin, then end up we face the death. Death means the final judgments. But if we follow the righteousness, so we become a slave of righteousness, then we have everlasting life. So bond servant of Christ, it is a blessing, and it is our honor that as a Christian. First Peter, Paul mentioned that our status. Do you remember? First is a chosen race, and then royal priesthood, and then holy nation, and people for God's own possession. Yeah, this is our status, which means the status of freedom, the status of free man, so we can say. So you can enjoy this status. But in order to enjoy the status, the world has to be our enemy. Let's look at the John. John chapter 15. Verse 18. John chapter 15 from verse 18, 19, two verses. Justin? The random choice always come to brother. Oh, thank you. If the world hates you, you know that it has hated me before it hates you. If you were of the world would love its own. But because you are not of the world, but I choose you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. So when the world hates us, enjoy it. I enjoy it. Because this world one day, end up face the last judgment of God. Do not too much, to your whole mind, settle in this world. Always your mind settle where? Where your mind set then? Jesus, to heaven. Don't think that this is, what do you call it? Let's look at the Colossians. We're talking about your true dreams in here, Colossians chapter 3. Chapter 3, verse from 1 to 4. Colossians chapter 3, verse 1 to 4. Ariana wants. Because if we set our mind to things above, because our citizenship is there. That's there where we belongs to. That's our identity. So if we belong to here, then we are slaver of this world here. But if we belongs to heaven, then we are slaver of there. So which one is your choice? Is you can choose to be. If you are seeking things above, then you are true free man out of this world. No longer bothers you this world. Yeah. So hope that we have this kind of spirit. So the Philemon chapter. Philemon verse 11. And verse 11, it appears to you for my child, that's verse 10, I'm sorry, 11, who formerly was useless to you, but now is useful both to you and to me. Hope you and I, we no longer, we are in a belongs to useless side. We always, we belongs to side of useful side. Because our God is with us. This is life is different. We can call this one is the grace of God. Is that? You cannot do that. You can, by your own strength, by your own understanding, by your own wisdom, can you get out of there? No. This plan that God set it up for us, for this we can call the salvation of God. He delivered us from the slavery of this world, bring us into the His marvelous glory. That's why we can say this is His grace. We understand His grace. When Paul sending the letter to Philemon also, keep on reminding him, this is love. 5 or 6 times he mentioned it about the love. Keep telling about the love of God actually. And I know you are love your faith. So keep on reminding him. Understand God's love. Hope we, or you and I, we can motivate by the love of Christ, just like the Paul. Let's turn to the book of Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 2. Ephesians chapter 2, a verse from 11. Till 19. Yeah. Ephesians chapter 2, verse from 12 to 19. Vivian? Oh, she's not there. Another random choice. The Nathan? Nathan? Can you continue to until 19? Thank you. Jesus explained us how we can come to the Lord in our life, no longer to outsider, but we are inside ourselves. We don't have to be a slave of the world, but now we are in Christ. How this wonderful our salvation that we have now because the blood of Jesus Christ. Let us remember what you have now, the salvation, is so precious. Because what you gain the salvation when you're born again Christian, this is not just happen that just we can say just as a course, a little course. This is we can say you cannot count with the money. Then how you call that? Priceless. Yeah, I like the word priceless. Priceless. It is a priceless. Yeah, priceless. Life. Life is precious. Do you want to exchange your life if I offer you $100 million? I give you $100 million, then you give me my life. I mean, your life to me. Give your life to me. That means today you have to die. The moment you receive the $100 million, then you die. That means, right? Because your life, I take it. No one wants to. So life is priceless. Life is priceless. But nowadays, many young people, they don't know the cost of their life. They want to be a slave of the lusts, the slave of the desires. They just give up themselves. I hope you don't do that. You want to keep yourself, your precious salvation, to understand the God's grace, holding it. Whatever the cost, you pay for it, you cannot let it go, because this is costless. This is the spirit of the salvation. I mean, this is the spirit of the Christian life as a free man. Let's look at book of Matthew. Matthew chapter 11, verse 28. Matthew chapter 16 is better. Matthew chapter 16, verse 26. Matthew chapter 16, verse 26. Julia, then can you read? Thank you. What will a man be profited if he gain the whole world and the profit is sold? What will a man give in exchange for his soul? Let us remember, your life is precious. Never exchange with anything. Why Jacob's life is so precious? Because he's holding this blessing. He never let it go. He has to have it. That's why God changed his name from Jacob to Israel. Israel is a man of victory. We know that, right? He become a. So I hope you can make a victorious man. Never be slavery of this world. Yes. So this is the message tonight, actually. Let's go back to Philemon's. Yesterday we talked about the prisoners of Christ, and then we talked about the fellow worker. Jesus treat us how wonderfully he treat us if we work for God. I think this some of one of them, not my class, but I think we read this one. But let's start the book of John chapter 15. John chapter 15, verse from 14 and 15. John chapter 15, verse 14 and 15. Ivan Wong. Thank you. If you and I will become friends of our Lord Jesus Christ, then this is the most honorable, precious, we can say. So I hope that we can have this co-work spirit with our Lord Jesus Christ. God is working with us, that when we work for God, when we're doing something right things, then God help us. Because He's our friend. Because He also within us. So this is the co-workers' spirit. Never forget that. Yeah. Philemon chapter 1. Another one is that we've, chapter 1 verse 3. When at the end of the greetings, it say, "Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ." This is a precious word, grace to you and peace from God. Grace to you, peace from God. Grace, what is a grace? Who is, anyway, what is grace? What is a grace? Anybody? Yeah. Something? Huh? Something say free. Oh, grace. That grace and this grace are very different. That's a meal grace. Okay. Well, that's one of a grace. One of a grace. Thank you. But anyway, but this, you know, I mean here grace. This, you know, this verse. Yes. Something that we need, or something that given to us that something we don't deserve. But it should be good things, right? It should be good things. Yeah, grace, a source of grace, our Lord Jesus Christ. He's a full of grace, the Bible says. John chapter 1. John chapter 1, verse 14. John chapter 1, verse 14. Shelley, right? Sherry, yeah. You know, John here mentioned the verse 14 says, the Word become flesh and dwell among us. We behold His glory. Glory as of our only begotten from His Father, the full of grace and truth. The full of grace. This grace, Paul mentioned that it's a great love in Ephesians chapter 2. Says, grace is a precious word. We never deserve it, but yet we receive it from God. It is the salvation of God. Grace. Grace to us. Then let us understand His grace. Do we understand the grace of our parents? How much do you know the grace of your parents? Anybody think about the grace of your parents? Sometimes you say, mom, because you know, mom, your mom asks you, "Oh, I need the money. Because you have now, you have a $50 you have, right? Can I borrow you?" And then, okay, mom, you can have it, but you have to give me interest later too with it. Okay. And then your mom uses it, and later on, and then you find out only give a $51, so $1 is the interest. Mom, how come you only give me $1? I say interest means not $1. It's supposed to be more than that. And then if you're trying to really want to calculate it, okay, when you're born, how much you spend for the diapers and feeding all the meals, and then provide the board, you know, the room and then everything, costed everything, you're sending the school things. But I never charge you any interest, even the on the principal. That's a grace of, you know, that's a grace from your mother, mom and daddy. But more than that, that's physically. But important things, they pour out their love upon you. That's a grace. You are now here because of your parents, their love. We've grown up because of your parents' love. So you never forget His grace. Grace to you. I hope we understand the grace of God. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ is more than that, definitely. He is willing to die for us. He died on the cross for us. Never forget that. So the grace upon to you, hopefully, in your life. How about the peace from God? Peace from God. Peace from God, is that true? Peace? Peace from God? Peace from money? Peace from your wife? Peace from your husband? No. It doesn't mean that your husband and wife is no good. Do you know what I mean? I just mentioned the early today. You know, one is enough trouble. Don't misunderstand, okay? Actually, wife is beautiful. Wife is, you know, wonderful in your life. Husband is wonderful too. But never change, you know, never think to change your husband's. Even the five times change, it doesn't help at all. Samaritan woman, even five times, you know, cannot satisfy. All the men is the same, I'm telling you. Don't look at too much of, you know, the handsome, you know, whatever. Once you become a 50 years old, they're all same, I'm telling you. There's no, all the same, you know. But important thing is a faith. If you find out the one, the spouse, as a husband, to be have a good faith. Good faith means the person who is balanced. Good faith means the person knows the things front. Actually, have a vision. The person knows how to handle their life and also the family life. That's a good faith. The person, it needs your wisdom, okay? The sister, I think your wisdom is better than brother. I know that. So you can pray more. So choose the wonderful husband. One husband is enough. Same thing here too. Now why I talk about this? Peace. I'm talking about the peace. Yeah, peace. Peace. Where peace came from? Peace came from God. When husband and wife get married, have to seek in God, then there is a peace. But if you're seeking something else, and then peace is beside there. You know, though, nowadays, why husband and wife end up to be broken and turn to be the most vicious enemy turn out to be? Because God is not there. God is not there. If God is there, they can have a peace. Husband obey to the God's law, and wife also subject to the God's law, then there is a peace. Peace also comes from the Holy Spirit. Remember? Peace comes from the... Let's turn to the book of John. John chapter 14. John chapter 14, verse 26 and 27. John chapter 14, verse 26 and 27. Any volunteers? Yes. Oh, now I can write. Okay, later. Next one. You can go ahead. I already...
26. But when the Helper comes, whom I shall send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth who proceeds from the Father, he will testify of me. 27. And you also will bear witness, because you have been with me from the beginning.
It's a peace. Peace I live with you. My peace, I give it to you, not as the world gives. Do I give it to you? Let not your heart to be troubled. I love this word. John chapter 14, verse 27 say peace. That's okay, brother. Next time, okay, right. As a peace, once you have a peace, your face turns to be different. Do you know that? If you have a peace, how to change your face? I know you guys, you have a peace now. I can tell you have a smile. This smile is not just you pretend to, you know. Because you want to show to the TJ, I want to pretend showing the smile. It's not that. I can see the true, you know, joy. I can see your teeth. I can see your eyes. No, the face is different. Peace. Don't you think the brother, do you want a peace? Or you're not always trouble and struggle and always kind of disturbing yourself? Or you want to have a peace? You want to have a peace? Money? Give it to you, this peace? God, the Holy Spirit, give it to you. Why we come here 2 weeks, we're seeking for, you know, the fullness of Holy Spirit? Because that way you can obtain the peace, true peace. Whatever mom says, you know, okay, mom. Whatever daddy says, okay. Because your mind is open, because peace guides your life. It's come from your prayer. Why we emphasize your prayer? Because of that. Yeah. The last verse, and then we finish up. Let's turn to Philippians chapter 4. Philippians chapter 4, verse 4 to 7. Philippians chapter 4, verse 4 to 7. Any sister sign? Yes. Thank you. I hope that God's peace and His grace upon to you the rest of your days. But don't oversleep tonight, because you think about peace and the grace. So we can get up 7 o'clock tomorrow. Let's pray in silence. Amen.